Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 5th of July, and I'm Sasha Keogh with today's top stories. US police have arrested a suspect after six people were killed at an Independence Day parade near Chicago. Police say Robert Cremo, aged 22, was detained after a brief chase. At least 24 other people were injured in the city of Highland Park, Illinois, after a gunman used a high-powered rifle to target people from a rooftop. It's the latest mass shooting to hit the US. There's been one in every week of 2022. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his defense minister to continue the offense in Ukraine after Russia captured the city of Lysychansk. Putin was shown on Russian TV calling on forces of other fronts to pursue their aims according to previously approved plans. The capture means that all of the Luhansk region is now in Russian hands. President Volodymyr Zelensky has pledged that Ukrainian forces will return to retake Lysychansk thanks to the increase in supply of modern weapons. American basketball star Brittany Griner has asked US President Joe Biden to free her from a Russian prison in a handwritten letter, portions of which have been made public by her family. The two-time Olympic champion has been detained in Russia since February on drug smuggling charges. Griner's trial began on Friday on charges she tried to smuggle vape cartridges with hashish oil into Russia. She faces up to 10 years in prison. In local news, experts appointed by the government to give their medical opinion on the subject of a compulsory vaccination for coronavirus will hold a news conference this morning. The experts first came out in favour of compulsory but targeted vaccination at the beginning of the year for people over 50 years old and medical employees. But the situation has changed since January. Vaccination coverage is more complete and the virus itself has evolved. Previous variants have been replaced by Omicron, which is more contagious but less virulent. Although more Luxembourgers are infected with the virus, few of them develop symptoms that require hospitalisation. The government will debate the analysis of the group of experts in Parliament on Friday. Following last year's success, which saw 20,000 people participate, the Velo Summer will take place from the 30th of July until the 28th of August this year. The 2022 Bicycle Summer will offer more than 450 kilometres of road to cyclists in Luxembourg. And finally, 10 years after it discovered the Higgs boson, the Large Hadron Collider is about to start smashing protons together at unprecedented energy levels in its quest to reveal more secrets about how the universe works. From today, it will run around the clock for nearly 4 years, sending two beams of protons in opposite directions at nearly the speed of light around the 27-kilometre ring buried 100 metres under the Swiss-French border. For more on these stories, or for the latest news, head over to rtltoday.lu. In tennis, top seed Djokovic will reach his 43rd Slam semi-final if he can defeat Jannik Sinner at Wimbledon today. The odds are stacked in Djokovic's favour, with the Italian 20-year-old yet to get past the quarterfinals of a major. Meanwhile, Rafael Nadal has reached the quarterfinals for the eighth time with a straight sets defeat of Botic van der Zandschulp. In football, Paris Saint-Germain have called a press conference for 2 o'clock today with a likely announcement that Christophe Galtier will be confirmed as the French champion's new coach, replacing Mauricio Pochettino. PSG have been working to finalise the appointment of a new coach for several weeks, but no move has been finalised while Pochettino and his backroom staff remain under contract. That's it for the sports news. Let's have a look at today's weather. It's set to be dry and warm, with a hint of cloud across mostly blue skies. We've got another beautifully warm day ahead. The morning temperatures will start off at 14 to 16 degrees, rising to highs of 23 to 25 degrees by the afternoon.